Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Shane. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
Yes, ma'am. I was applying for unemployment.
But they said you called it.
And they had me to call this number right here, ma'am.
Were you completed it online?
Yes, ma'am. I was trying to.
Okay. Well, we could go ahead and finish that claim over the phone. May I have your social?
It's 419.
Mm-hmm.
15.
Mm-hmm.
0657.
And your first and last name?
First name, Dwight, D-W-I-G-H-T. Last name, Chavers, C-H-A. V is in Victor, E-R-S-T, Junior.
All right, Mr. Chambers, what's your date of birth?
09.
Mm-hmm.
15.
Mm-hmm.
1972.
And your mother's maiden name?
Juanita. Fagan.
Are you familiar with the name of Owens?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Well, her maiden name was Fagan before her mother got married, and then it changed over to Owen.
Okay. All right. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And is English your preferred language?
Ma'am.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
12th grade.
All right. And do you have a driver's license?
I have a state ID issue license.
Okay. And may I have your ID number?
Yes, ma'am. Hold on 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
It's 9639925.
All right. And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposits, your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you, and that's after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. But if you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
All right. And would this be into your checking or savings account?
Checking.
All right. And what's that writing and account number?
Oh, hold on, my watch, she's going to give it to you, man. Hold on.
Okay.
It's 124.
And is this the routing or account number?
It's the routing.
Okay, 124.
303.
303.
201.
201. So that was 124-303-201.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And that account number?
450-23-290.
So that's 450-23-290.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. And your mailing address?
It's going to be 1083.
You said 1083?
Yes, ma'am, 1083.
Mm-hmm.
Villa, V-I-L-L-A.
Mm-hmm.
Rica, R-I-C-A.
Mm-hmm.
Court.
Mm-hmm.
Apartment B.
B as in boy or D as in dog?
Yes, ma'am, B as in boy.
Okay.
Birmingham, Alabama, 35215.
35215. And is your home address different from your mailing address?
No.
It has your address changed in the last year?
This is the new address, so yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. And may I have a primary phone number? 205-721-3028.
All right. So that was 205-721-3028?
Yes, ma'am. All right. And address. You said the apartment number was apartment B?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And it was 1083 Villa Rica Court, apartment B, Birmingham, Alabama, 35215.
Yes, ma'am.
Right. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits, so you will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question 1. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1984 Buick Regal, 1988 Chevrolet G20 Sports Van, 1992 Alfa Romeo Spider, 1993 Pontiac Sunbird, or I have never been associated with any of these vehicles.
What kind of vehicle you had? Was you associated with any of them vehicles she just said?
What was the first one, ma'am?
A 1984 Buick Regal.
I thought it was an 84 Buick Regal.
So it was that on the 1984 Buick Regal?
Okay.
Well, I think so, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Question 2. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Prattville, Brookside, Hoover, Selma, or none of the above?
Brookside.
Brookside?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Question 3. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1162 County Road 3630, 353rd Street Thomas, 6971 Montgomery Highway, 708 Wesley Drive, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
Never been associated with none of them addresses.
Okay. All right, last two questions. Which of the following streets have you never lived or used as your address? Miles Avenue, Southwest Lawn Avenue Southwest, Pardosa Walk Northwest, Pratt Highway, or all of the above?
The third one, ma'am.
Okay.
What the address was again?
Pardosa Walk Northwest.
Yeah, that one.
All right. Last question. What month was Cornelius Chavers? How do you pronounce your last name again? I'm sorry if I pronounced it incorrectly.
Chavers.
Chavers. Was Cornelius Chavers born in February, April, August, November, or none of the above, or I am not familiar with this person?
November.
All right. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military, federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
And what was your last day of work?
My last day of work was, hold on, I think last week.
Last Saturday?
Mm-hmm. No, I ain't go, Saturday 4 days, I ain't go.
Saturday 4 days.
Yeah, ninth, what was it, 19?
The 5th, the 16th?
The 16th. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself on a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts and you know my trade occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I'd probably say about 20.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$9.50.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Say that one more time, ma'am.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
And what was your job title?
Security.
And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your separating employer's name? What's the company, the job name?
Signal 88.
Okay. Security. And, okay. And when you received your pay stubs or direct deposits, how did their name appear on your pay stubs?
Hello, I'm here, ma'am.
Okay.
Gulf Shores, Gulf South Security, direct deposit.
Gulf South Security.
Direct deposit.
Okay. And what is their phone number?
Hold on 1 minute, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's 205.
Mm-hmm.
899.
Mm-hmm.
5097.
All right. And when did you start working here?
When did I start working there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, start or stop?
When you started? I apologize. Started.
I started in, what is that? I think it's May 2019.
If you could,
October 2019.
It was October.
This is not 2019.
All right. And if you could give me a day, do you remember what day it was in October?
I don't know exactly what day.
If you could just give me a guess, was it before Halloween? Or was it around, it was before?
It was before Halloween. I'm going to say around, what, 15, 16, something like that.
Okay. And what city and state was this work performed in? You said 2019, correct?
Yes, ma'am. All
right. And what city was this in?
Birmingham, Alabama.
All right. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
All right. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And why are you no longer working? Were you discharged? Did you quit? Did the company shut down?
Ma'am, discharge.
And what was the reason for your discharge?
I didn't have a vehicle.
So was you being absent, or were you late for work?
Absent.
And what is the name and attire of the person who discharged you?
Gerald.
And is he a manager?
Yes, ma'am. He's a new manager.
And what is the date of your discharge? Was it the 16th as well?
No, ma'am.
What was the day of your discharge?
Well, they just told me today.
Today was the date of your discharge. Today is 28th.
But I have not been on schedule ever since the 16th.
Okay. And what was the final incident that caused your discharge?
My vehicle had broke down.
Okay. And did you have any prior warning for the same or similar act?
Ma'am?
Did you have any prior warning for the same or similar act? Were you being absent to work? Okay.
No, ma'am.
And did you commit the act your employer alleges, basically you being absent?
Got reported.
Sir?
You just got a report of me being absent?
No, I was saying, did you commit the act your employer alleges? Did you do it?
Can you rephrase that, ma'am? Because he don't understand what you're trying to ask him.
No, okay, but the question is asking, basically, did you do what your job said you did? And that's just regarding back to you being absent because the Department of Labor is going to get in contact with your job. And if they say, well, hey, you know, we had to let him go due to him being discharged, did you do that?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to being discharged? Did you let your manager know what was going on with your vehicle?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I get away. I call. To get away. Well, I was using Uber for a minute till my phone ran low.
Mm-hmm. So you were still trying to get to work? Okay. So you said you were taking a Uber until your funds ran low.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. All right. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
No. All right. And I am going to provide you with a 4-digit temporary PIN. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, what is it, ma'am?
It's 5772.
57.
Mm-hmm.
72.
Mm-hmm.
5772.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at Alabama Works.
Alabama Work.
Dot Alabama.
Hold on. Okay.
Dot gov.
Okay.
And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make a completed certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.alabama.gov. If you choose to file your legal certification on the phone number is 1-800.
Okay, 1-800.
752. 7389. 7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how you claim.
Okay. Can I do a Sunday?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. That's when you have to start calling. Mm-hmm. Starting Sunday through Friday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do I call every day or just on Sundays?
It's just one day out of a week. But the time frame for you to call is Sunday through Friday. And the cutoff time on Friday is at 5. So you have the full week to call. If you don't call on Sunday, you still have the rest of the week.
Okay.
And you only have to call once, but you have to make sure you call every week, or they're not gonna they're gonna dismiss your claim.
Yes, ma'am.
And the information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call
1-800-361-4524.
And what is number for? That's if you have any, if you don't receive your booklet or if you have questions about the information.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And that's our inquiry department number.
Okay.
Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation, so we may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so,
yes,
you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made.
Yes, ma'am.
How do you pronounce your last name again? I do apologize. I just don't want to say it incorrectly.
There's no problem. It's Chavris.
It's Chavris?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Mr. Chavris, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. That'll be all.
All right. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have your great evening.
Yes, ma'am. You same.